Hey, everybody, Susan Michon here, the Techie Mentor. Just a big thank you for listening to this podcast, the Virtual Assistant Tips, Tricks, and Advice channel, where I share all things virtual assistant every week with no fluff, just the stuff that gets results. Hello, my friends, and welcome to this week's episode. Today, I want to talk to you about freedom-based skills. But actually, before I do that, I just want to quickly let you know that if you haven't listened to my Freedom-Based Business podcast, you might want to take a minute to do that because this is building upon what I talked about in that podcast. So just to give you kind of a quick summary, a freedom-based business is a business that you build that suits you and your lifestyle, which means you offer what you want, you work when you want, you charge what you want, you work with people that you want. It's all about being freedom-based. Now, in order to have really true freedom and flexibility, it's going to come down to the services that you offer. And so that's what we're talking about in this podcast, freedom-based skills or freedom-based services. So freedom-based services are the services that allow you to work when and where you want, which is my tagline. And that has always been my driving factor. I always wanted to work when and where I wanted. I didn't want to be confined to business hours. When I first started my VA business back in 2009, I had a full-time job, so I needed freedom-based skills because I couldn't work during regular business hours. I needed to be able to do the type of work that could be delivery-based and could be delivered, you know, at 1 a.m. As long as it was delivered on time to the client, it doesn't matter when I do the work. So I don't have regular business hours. Maybe I have regular business hours to do calls, but not to do the actual work that I'm delivering to clients. So in a nutshell, that's what a freedom-based skill is. It's the type of skill set that you can do when and where you want. Now, admin skills usually don't fall under this category because a lot of times you're supporting clients and you need to be available during business hours. And so that was one of the reasons I didn't want to do admin. Not to mention it's not my thing, but it really limited me on my flexibility. And so how are they different? Freedom-based skills, as I said, gives you the freedom to work when and where you want. So how do you know what are considered freedom-based skills? This is Susan's definition, okay? And I really think there's three categories, if you will. I'm a systems person. I'm sure you know that by now. There's really three categories of different types of skill sets that people offer in the VA industry, the freelancing industry. And they're really around operations. So operations would be, the day-to-day operations of a client's business. So maybe you're an OBM, an online business manager, and you either, manage the day-to-day systems in a business, you manage the team. That a lot of times those skill sets are really based around business hours because you're running your client's business during business hours, so you need to be available during that time. So that's why I say admin kind of falls under that category. So operations is the day-to-day operations of a business, so you're managing all those moving pieces of someone's business for them, okay? And then you have marketing-based skills. And so marketing-based skills are the skills that make clients money. These have to do with anything with technology or digital marketing, okay? So anything under the digital marketing umbrella, so websites, social media, content marketing, email marketing, sales funnels, all of those different things have to do with marketing. Copywriting is part of marketing. Because you're writing copy for people. Blogging would be part of marketing. That's content marketing. So any type of digital marketing service would be something that makes clients money, but it's also freedom-based because you can do it whenever you want to as long as it's delivered on time. And so tech and strategic skills are going to fall under pretty much every category that we're talking about. Operations, we're talking about marketing now. The other category, if you will, is delivery. And so this is where you deliver your clients' services for them. So for instance, course creators, this is where you would set up and design Teachable or Thinkific or Kartra in my example. Or you would facilitate maybe building a group membership site. So the delivery is really about building out a piece of technology to deliver your clients' services. And the most common are going to be any type of coaching or training, which would be online courses. So operations, day-to-day, right? That's really where admin falls. And then you have marketing, which is where you're making clients money by
helping them market their business. And that's where the tech and strategic skills come in, as well as delivery is delivering your client services. So it's usually a course or some type of coaching product. There's also tech and strategic there. So the last two categories, so marketing and delivery, those are really going to be where you're going to find your freedom-based skill sets or services. And there's so many different things that you can offer in there. So if you're somebody who's really looking for, you know, those freedom-based skills, and the beauty about freedom-based skills is they're also in demand, and they're also what you can charge more money for than you can for admin. You can charge premium services, premium rates for those services as well. So freedom-based skills are not only in demand, ones that you can make more money with, but they also give you the freedom and flexibility that so many of us are looking for. And that's really where and how I designed my business, because that's really what I was looking for. So hopefully this has given you some ideas on what I call freedom-based skills or services, and giving you some direction as to where you want to go. There's no wrong answer here. Remember, freedom-based business is built to suit your needs and your lifestyle. Doing what you love. If you love admin, then that's what you should be doing. If you love operations and systems, maybe you need to look at being an OBM. That's a great thing. But just realize that there is no wrong answer. And if you're somebody really looking into like digital marketing, so that's the marketing category that I talked about, be sure to check out my digital marketing masters, tongue tied today for some reason. It's a membership program that really focuses on teaching you those freedom-based skills that I've referenced here when it comes to marketing your client's business, really that digital marketing umbrella. So with that, hopefully you now understand what I mean by freedom-based business and freedom-based skills. I would love to know if you have any questions, or love to know if you're interested in building out or adding, I should say, to your current skill set some of these freedom-based skills that I spoke of today. So thanks for listening. Hope you found this helpful, and I'll see you guys next week.